Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Thanks for listening today. I do this show for people just like you who feel drawn to Scotland and have a passion for its people, its beauty, its history, and its future. Continue to explore all things Scottish with me between episodes. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/simplyscottish. There you can get new episode updates, Scottish information, and a chance every month to win Scottish music. You can also send an email at podcast@simplyscottish.com. And the official website, where you can access more information on the music and content of each podcast, is www.simplyscottish.com. Today you'll hear some great Scottish music, along with a selection of poems from Scottish writers past and present, including Robert Louis Stevenson, Ian Crichton Smith, Edwin Morgan, Kathleen Jamie, and others. To begin, here's Alistair Fraser with Dawn Dance.
Thank you.
This is Simply Scottish. On this episode, we feature a selection of Scottish poetry by poets old and new. In 2004, the Scottish Government established the position of Scots Macker, the National Poet for Scotland, to help recognise the important contribution of poetry to the culture of Scotland. The first poet to be honoured with the title is Edwin Morgan. In 2004, Morgan was commissioned to write a poem for the opening of Scotland's new Parliament building. The result is a poem that captures both the historical significance and hope for the future that the Scottish Parliament embodies. Open the doors, light of the day, shine in, light of the mind, shine out. We have a building which is more than a building. There is a commerce between inner and outer, between brightness and shadow, between the world and those who think about the world. Is it not a mystery? The parts cohere, they come together like petals of a flower, yet they also send their tongues outward to feel and taste the teeming earth. Did you want classic columns and predictable pediments? A growl of old Gothic grandeur? A blissfully boring box? Not here. No thanks. No icon, no IKEA, no iceberg, but curves and caverns, nooks and niches, huddles and heavens, syncopations and surprises. Leave symmetry to the cemetery. But bring together slate and stainless steel, black granite and grey granite, seasoned oak and sycamore, concrete blonde and smooth as silk, the mix is almost alive. It breathes and beckons. Imperial marble it is not. Come down the mile into the heart of the city, past the Kirk of St. Giles and the closes and wines of the noted ghosts of history, who drank their claret and fell down the steep tenement stairs into the arms of link boys, but who wrote and talked the starry enlightenment of their days. And before them the old Mackers who tickled a Scottish king's ear with melody and ribaldry and frank advice. And when you are there, down there, in the midst of things, not set upon a hill with your nose in the air, this is where you know your Parliament should be, and this is where it is, just here. What do the people want of the place? They want it to be filled with thinking persons as open and adventurous as its architecture. A nest of fearties is what they do not want. A symposium of procrastinators is what they do not want. A phalanx of forelock tuggers is what they do not want. And perhaps above all the droopy mantra of it wisney me is what they do not want. Dear friends, dear lawgivers, dear parliamentarians, you are picking up a thread of pride and self-esteem that has been almost, but not quite, oh no, not quite, not ever broken or forgotten. When you convene, you will be reconvening, with a sense of not wholly the power, not yet wholly the power, but a good sense of what was once in the honour of your grasp. All right, forget or don't forget the past. Trumpets and robes are fine, but in the present and the future you will need something more. What is it? We the people cannot tell you yet, but you will know about it when we do tell you. We give you our consent to govern. Don't pocket it and right away. We give you our deepest, dearest wish to govern well. Don't say we have no mandate to be so bold. We give you this great building. Don't let your work and hope be other than great when you enter and begin. So now begin. Open the doors and begin.
Yeah. it's a carnival. I
want it solo, solo.
I shiver me, cerca qua.
Listening to Simply Scottish. Join our conversation between episodes at facebook.com/simplyscottish. Our Twitter handle is @simplyscottish. Robert Louis Stevenson is well known the world over for his famed novels like Treasure Island, Kidnapped, and The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He has also delighted many a young person's heart with his poetry. In A Child's Garden of Verses, Stevenson captures the delights and mysteries of childhood in a collection of poems that children and their parents have enjoyed since its publication in 1885. Here's a poem that captures the spirit of Stevenson's verse. It's a child's lament at having to go to bed when daylight still peeks through the curtains. Bed in summer. In winter I get up at night and dress by yellow candlelight. In summer, quite the other way, I have to go to bed by day. I have to go to bed and see the birds still hopping on the tree, or hear the grown-up people's feet still going past me in the street. And does it not seem hard to you, when all the sky is clear and blue, and I should like so much to play, to have to go to bed by day? A lament of a different type was reputed to have been written in the visitor's book of the Ben Nevis Hotel in the late 19th century. Ben Nevis, Scotland's highest mountain and the highest in the British Isles, also gets some of the highest rainfall in Scotland. Ben Nevis. Roll by, thou dense and damp pea-soupy shroud. Do we thus reach the highest point in vain? Roll by, we say, and leave behind no cloud our view to mar. But shouldst thou still remain, mark well the threat, never shall we come again. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Mist and rain you should not heed, try again. When the clouds have rolled away and the sun holds glorious sway, climb the path without delay, come again. All your labours he'll repay, grand old Ben. We climbed thy stony sides, O Ben, we groped around thy cloudy head, we peered and jeered and swore, and then in sheer disgust we went to bed. We toiled along with saddened hearts and grief, and found, ah, well, just mist and tinned Australian beef. Here's Ian Crichton-Smith now, reading a poem called Putting Out the Ashes.
A night such as we have never known. Millions of stars, shooting stars, a moon. I stand and breathe the sky. It is breathing. The supernatural light rests on the bin, freezing it to a palpable, brilliant vase, from Greece, perhaps, though it is packed with waste. This is a marvellous spendthrift universe, a poet throwing off verse after verse.
Are you keeping a part of you? I won't understand. Do you feel there's a side to you? Won't want to find. Are you tired of feeling like you'll never find love that you can depend on to be there when the sunny sky's gone away? Oh, to be there when the sunny sky's gone away. Keeping a part of me you won't understand, and I feel there's a side of me you won't want to find, and I'm tired of feeling like I'll never find love that I can depend on to be there when the sunny sky's gone away. Oh, to be there when the sunny sky is gone away. Please know there's no part of you I won't understand, and there's never a side to you I won't want to find.
That was Fiona McKenzie with When the Sunny Sky Has Gone. You're listening to Simply Scottish. On this episode, Scottish poetry and song. Subscribe to the podcast for free on iTunes. Just search Simply Scottish and hit the subscribe button to access upcoming episodes. If you enjoy the show, rate it and leave a comment on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Kathleen Jamie was born in 1962 and grew up in Edinburgh, where she studied at the University of Edinburgh. She published her first collection of poems at 20. Jamie's poetry is marked by a passion for Scottish language and culture, people and politics. She also enjoys writing about other cultures, such as Tibet and Pakistan. Here's one of her pieces, simply called Poem. I walk at the land's edge, turning in my mind a private predicament. Today the sea is indigo. 30 years an adult, same mind, same ridiculous quandaries, but every time the sea appears differently. Today a tumultuous dream, flinging its waves ashore. Nothing resolved, I tread back over the moor, but every time the moor appears differently. This evening tufts of bog cotton unbutton themselves in the wind. And then comes the road, so wearily familiar, the old shining road that leads everywhere. Here's Kathleen Jamie reading another poem of hers, Lucky Bag.
Tatty Scones, St Andrew's Banes, a rod and crescent Pictish stain, a field of whops, organic neeps, a pook o' Bratisani's chips, a clutty well, computer bits, an elder o' the wee free kirk, a gulach fi noidart, a shawwer chemise, Dr Simpson's anaesthetics, zzz. A glout, a clachan, a Broxburn bing, a gyro, a demo, Sammy Ling, a ro-ro in the gloaming, a newborn Kirkcaldy baby grow, a free state, a midden, a chambered cairn, your Scottish lucky bag, one for each wain, please form an orderly brabble.
Finally, I'll end this episode of Scottish Poetry and Song with a poem of my own. It's called If Know the Now, Then When. It's a poem in mild Scots that explores Scotland's constitutional future, an issue that has come to the forefront in recent years. Och, if no the now, then wan. If no the state o' this new millennium, wan. Hae we nae memory o' Wallace's dreams? Would we rather sit back than break open the seams? A tear hae been shed for a' that hae died, and now there are rivers that flow through our land. Wirland they die for, just like they wrote, not for riches nor honour, but freedom alone. Can we no stop gaining them time out our days, and pay some heed to our ain nation's ways? Let's tack back our land and tack back our tongue, and speak like we mean it when we teach our young. Scotland's no just a pair o' a modern scheme, she's a nation that's proud o' the places she's been. She can stand on her ain, and on her ain she will stand, with the air o' being free flowing all through her land. Scotia, Alba, they say rise up and be a nation again. You never stopped being ain, but they need telling again. That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. Find out more about this episode and access previous episodes at www.simplyscottish.com. Join in our conversation about all things Scottish at facebook.com/simplyscottish or follow us on Twitter with @simplyscottish. I'm Andrew McDermott. Tune in next time for another visit to Scotland on Simply Scottish.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.